Hey, this is Jason Collette. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 FM.
Four strong winds moving in, home again, Canadian. Pull on the sweater, there's a chill on the breeze. The leaves are shimmering in the poplar trees. From Thunder Bay through Saskatchewan, the sky is wide as a road is long. Let's pull over before the sun is gone. Look around these thunder towns, sleeping, sleeping when a band. I do. Still want you. I do. Still
Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home, proudly Canadian. My name's Jeff here till 4 o'clock, playing you the good stuff and celebrating. You know, yesterday was Canada Day, but on this show, we like to think that every day is Canada Day. Pretty proud of the amount of Canadian music that we play on this particular program. We have a little thing on the website when we punch in what we play that keeps track of, our CanCon. We have to play the CanCon. Right, so there's three colors you can be. If you're red, that means you're not playing enough. You got to play more. If you're yellow, that means you're okay. If you're a specialty show, but you could get yourself up. And then if you're green, well, you're good. You're doing it right. And we're almost always in the green. You know, We love our Canadian music. Yesterday was Canada Day. It is July the 2nd. Hopefully you got out and enjoyed yourself yesterday. We had a pretty swell day hanging out at the Forks and stuff like that. And hopefully you yourself got out there, because it was a lovely day and a great day to hang out and have fun. Didn't really catch much of the music at the Forks. We saw Billy Saul James. I thought she was pretty great. Other than that, not much. But you know what? That's okay. You can't always go to everything. That's for sure. But we'll celebrate Canada Day today with some great Canadian music. And I was just thinking, actually, my very first time that I got to actually host a show by myself here at UMFM was actually on July 2nd. Must have been 2001, I'm thinking. I got that at home somewhere. That probably makes sense. July 2nd, 2001. Is that right? Must be right. And that was pretty fun. I sounded like a 13-year-old girl. I don't know if I'd hit puberty yet, or it was just because I was so ridiculously nervous, but it sounds pretty terrible. And, you know what? Today will sound terrible too. It's just a different kind of terrible. So, you know, we'll have some fun. Anywho, if there is Canadian music you want to hear, 204-269-8636, 269 UMFM, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. That's Jeff with a J, tellthebandtogohome.com. If you want to email me, you can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here, enjoying another lovely day. Not very sunny outside. Oh, you know what? I was listening to Cretan Radio on Friday. And now that I have summers off, I'm going to listen to Cretan Radio. Friday mornings, 9 to 11. It's got to be one of my favorite radio shows in the world. You can't be in a bad mood when you're listening to Cretan Radio. So it's the cure for what ails you, for sure. But I was listening, and Rob did this thing the other day called the Flag Report, where he looked out at the flags and looked to see how windy it was. And as it was on Friday morning, there's no wind. The flags aren't really moving. Well, the blue one's giving us a little flap. But it's interesting because there are three flagpoles, and as Rob pointed out, there's nothing in the middle flagpole. Like there's no Canadian flag, which seems weird, right? So I don't know. That doesn't seem very patriotic or Canadian. But what's my point? I don't know. Here. I guess we better play this. Would you all please rise, remove your hats? And if somebody could explain to me why you have to remove your hat, I'd appreciate it. And sing along with Del Barber.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love.
Shouting hooray up Canada way when the maple leaf flies high, when the silver jets from east to west go streaming through our sky. We'll be shouting hooray up Canada way when the great parade goes by. Oh Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf. it's Canada Day, up Canada Way on the coast of Labrador. Hammer, shout and hooray, up Canada Way on the wide Pacific shore. People everywhere have a song to share on Canada's holiday. From Peely Island in the sunny south to the North Pole far away. Oh, Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. It's Canada Day, up Canada Way, when the long cold winter's done. Hammer, shout and hooray, up Canada Way, for the great days yet to come. Where maple trees grow maple leaves when the northern sun is high. We're Canadians and we're born again on the first day of July. Oh, Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. It's Canada Day, up Canada Way, from the lakes to the prairies wide. Hammer, shout and hooray, up Canada Way, on the St. Lawrence River side. People everywhere have a song to share on Canada's holiday. From Peely Island in the sunny south to the North Pole far away. Oh, Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. We raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever.
We'll be right back. trying harder to negotiate. Thawing out and icing up again. Half the men wear a circle of provincial flags, a flag in the front yard. It's for the Lord, and I make a little list of sounds I found have comforted us in the past. The roar of the rumble strips and the Mennonite meter of the flood forecast. How the wind strums on those signs that say the Atlantic and Pacific are the very same far away.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful stuff there. That's John K. Sampson from right here in Winnipeg, talking about the longitudinal center right here. That's from his album Provincial. Before that, we heard the Wheat Pool singing about the geographic center of Canada from their album Township. The late, great Wheat Pool from Alberta. You know, I kind of thought maybe when they did that little reunion there, maybe they'd have so much fun they'd keep going. Maybe. We heard Kathleen Edwards in there with her song, Oh Canada, from Asking for Flowers. We heard, As You Pretty Much Have to Do, we heard some Stompin' Tom Connors in there with Canada Day, Up Canada Way. We're a day late with that song, but you know what? It's every day's Canada Day. And Del Barber singing the national anthem, kicking us off. You know, did you stand? I didn't. Don't tell anybody. Why do we have to stand? Why do you have to take off your hat? Anybody know? I don't know. Anyways, you know what? I thought we'd play this. We're gonna keep it positive today, and celebrate the greatness of this country. But there are some people who, especially with the whole Canada 150 thing going on, think that maybe we shouldn't be celebrating quite the way that we do. And one of those people is our good buddy Jeff Berner. He's got a new song all about his thoughts, and I've great respect for Jeff. I haven't gone through all the lyrics, but I'm not so sure that I'm going to agree with them all. But you know what? He always makes you think, and I think there is a bad word or two. Jeremy's out hunting for Pokemon, so he shouldn't hear it. But if you have other people nearby. You know, if they're sensitive, cover their ears for 5 minutes. Well, there he is. Speak of the devil. Okay, well, just pretend you don't hear this song, Jer.
I got the Pokemon.
Okay. Brand new from Jeff Berner. Hustle Advisory Canada 150. This is a remix by So Cult. On Tell the Band to Go Home.
When I was a much younger man, I went to the university. I tried super hard to understand till I had a big epiphany. I cried, none of you people can really be trusted. You're not searching for enlightenment. All of you people are just running a hustle to try to pay the rent. And then a genial professor of history took my arm and he took me aside. He said, I guess you've seen through the mystery. You must be very clever, he lied. But did it ever occur to you?
could hurt this institution, I would pay someone to have you killed. Don't you know it's nothing personal? You seem like a reasonable man, but if you fuck with my hustle, I will get you if I can. I went out to the world to start perusing it with my new hustle glasses on. Suddenly, a whole lot of confusing shit had a clear explanation. I saw a hustle there, a hustle here. Everybody seemed to have at least one. But I soon found out the people that you really got to fear are the ones who don't know they've got a hustle going on. Don't you know it's nothing? He seems so optimistic, he can't be wrong with his sunny, sunny ways. Before you wish him good luck with your career, please get him to explain exactly whose hustle shall be fucked with here and whose hustle shall remain unchanged. Are you ready to fuck? Changing test.
If so,
maybe they are going to greet you with flowers, but you better get yourself a little Gavlovel. Don't you know it's nothing personal?
All right, there's something from Jeff Berner, and you can pick that up now on the Bandcamp, jeffberner.bandcamp.com. There's going to be another version of that on his new record, which is coming out. Hang on a second. Hang on.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
Happy Canada Day, sort of.
Happy day after Canada Day.
Yeah. Did you enjoy your Canada Day festivities yesterday?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
The fireworks.
Oh, yeah? I didn't go.
Oh. Well, too bad.
Yeah. Anything else?
No. I just got back from a gym. It's across the street, and I got a muck.
A big-time pokey battle going on out there.
Muck.
Yeah. All right.
I need to walk 2 more meters to get 2 kilometers on my 10K egg.
Oh, well, go for it.
I'm just going to walk around there a lot.
Okay, give that a try. See how that works. Okay, thanks for stopping in or something. All right, so that was Burner. We're going to get back to it. You know what we're going to do? What we're going to do? We always have fun when we take road trips, don't you think, Jer?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a road trip, and we're going to stop in every province and territory in Canada. Okay?
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Right now. We're going to start off here in Winnipeg, and maybe during this song we'll think of some reasons why we might want to get out of Winnipeg. How does that sound? And
Not a road trip, it's a song.
We'll start driving, we'll head west, and then once we hit the ocean, we'll turn around and we'll head north, and then we'll come back south again and continue east. How does that sound?
Okay, bye.
All right. Let's start in Winnipeg. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Late afternoon, another day is nearly done. A darker gray is breaking through a lighter one. Thousand sharpened elbows in the underground. That hollow hurried sound of feet on polished floor. And in the dollar store, the clerk is closing up and counting loonies, trying not to say I hate. Driver checks the mirror 7 minutes late. The crowded rider's restlessness enunciates. The guess who sucked, the jets were lousy anyway. The same route every day, and in the turning lane, someone stalled again. He's talking to himself and hears the price of gas repeat his phrase. I hate Winnipeg. All leaning into sky, a golden business boy will watch the north end die and sing I love this town, then let his arcing wrecking ball proclaim I hate Winnipeg. The mast stood tall,
like the best of us all. Oh, Caroline. I thought of the clear light on your hands and on the wood in a church in Saskatchewan. On the shore appeared men like a welcoming parade. Banners, flags, and arsenal. They were not what they appeared to be as their white flags fell. Banners, flags, and arsenal. I looked up at the moon and at the water down below. I tried to remember things that the pastor used to say in a church in Saskatchewan. I don't know why. Then I knew the truth. I felt I got what I deserved. Then I knew the truth. As the cannonballs soared by overhead, oh, Caroline, oh. The hull gave in. Water came rushing in across the deck. Oh, Caroline, oh. I thought of a farm and the work to be done. That we'd hide in a church, Saskatchewan. Everyone raced unto the deck. I tried to shoot, but I could not. We must wrestle back when we had song. Not fire, and I don't know why. Then I knew the truth. I felt I got what I deserved, and I knew the truth.
Excuse me. Oh, this is Carolyn Mark, and when I'm in Winnipeg, I listen to nothing but Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There is the Queen of Vancouver Island herself, Carolyn Mark. We've reached the ocean, visiting Allison Green and company in Victoria. Stopping in at Carolyn Mark's Hootenanny, having a good time. That is the title track to Carolyn's album, The Queen of Vancouver Island. Before that, we made our stop in Alberta. Decided to go with the obvious. Not so sure it was the right choice, but... Oh, Alberta from Elliot Brood. We heard Saskatchewan from the Rio Statics and One Great City by Weaker Thans. And, well, now we're gonna turn our vehicle north. We're going to drive and drive and drive and drive and drive and drive some more. And eventually, can you drive from Vancouver Island to Whitehorse? I don't know. These guys were in town last night at the Big Forks. I didn't make it, but Gail said it was pretty great, as I'm sure it would be. So let's take a quick stop in Whitehorse with Luke and Melissa. I'll tell the band to go home.
Heading north on the Yellowhead Highway in my old 91 Safari van. I went through towns like East Lake and Watson Lake and all these lakes, and I felt like having a swim. Just then I came across a big old moose. He stopped right on the road and he turned red and he looked right at me. And it went straight up a cliff. I drove a while down the road. I saw a sign that said White Horse in Dawson City. I was driving down that dusty road, heading into Dawson City. I pulled in for some gas at the old Dempster Highway. The old Dempster Highway. I got talking to this gal, said her name was Sally Dubois. I said, tu es français? She said, no,
Quebecois.
Said she was a mushroom picker and she was looking for a ride. And if I could drive her in, we'd split the money by and by. We'd split the money by and by. So we went into the bush, picking morels on our knees. Covered in dust and coal, we came out feeling rich and happy. We came out feeling rich and happy. And the next thing I know, I was downtown Dawson City with $1,000 cash. We were looking for a party. We found this place called the Pit and we got drunk and danced all night. She said that I was hers and that mushroom picker was mine. The mushroom picker was mine. But I woke up the next morning, cried and wrote this song. 'Cause Sally Dubois went missing and all my money was gone. All my money was gone. And I'm driving down that dusty road, heading out of Dawson City. Said I never cared much for gold, and I hate that fucking city. I hate that fucking city. Well, there, folks, that's the end of the story for you.
Sweetest sound of
tilulu, agurak tilululu, ilaniku, lunatini, ningamo, hatak juti, yeah. Ningamo, hatak juti, yeah. Kalia, niak jugu, hanwing, iruma, gulu, lunatuni, kulumik.
Shadow of my name. sandy hills and rich soil sold in tears. They might be mine again someday. But I can't hear thunder creeping in o'er the western reach. Imagine the new life that comes with rain.
Yeah, it's time. We've been traveling the West quite extensively. I think we need a break. So let's come home to Manitoba for a little bit. That's Del Barber, of course, from his fabulous, phenomenal record, Love Songs for the Last 20. Oh, featuring the gorgeous voice of Nadine Cloack on there. Man, so good. So good. Love that stuff. And it's good to be home. You know, we're getting a little stinky. We're getting a little tired. It's time for a break. We got here from all the way in Iqaluit, hanging out with the Jerry Cans. Did you see the Jerry Cans at the West End Culture Center earlier this year? Always a fun show. Nice of the Jerry Cans to sing about home there from their album Nunavututut. That was Iqaluit. We also heard in there Dana Sipos, our good pal. She just played at the TNA Garage not too long ago and was absolutely wonderful. She is from Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories. Thanks for covering that bass for us. There's not a lot of music out of Yellowknife or out of the Northwest Territories, it seems. So sure glad we found Dana when we did. We heard My Beloved from her latest record, Roll Up the Night Sky. We stopped in the Yukon for a couple of stops. We stopped in Dawson City with our pal Mike Lynch. That was the extended version from his album Reel to Reel. And we made a stop in Whitehorse there with Luke and Melissa. We heard Devil's Got a Gun. And you know what? While we're home, we're going to take a quick commercial break and pay a couple of bills. We'll come back and then we'll pack the car. We'll get back on the road and we'll go out east. Stick around. We're traveling Canada in song on Tell the Band to Go Home.